And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
A violent mob of insurrectionists assaulted law enforcement, vandalized sacred halls, hunted down elected officials, all for the purpose of attempt to overthrow the will of the people.
U.S. President Joe Biden marked the second anniversary of the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building on Friday with an award ceremony honoring law enforcement officers who defended the building as well as the lawmakers and civil servants who resisted pressure to overturn the 2020 election results. Biden gave 12 honorees the Presidential Citizens Medal. That's the nation's second highest civilian award. He called them patriots who have performed exemplary deeds in the service of this nation. During the attack, supporters of former President Donald Trump broke through police barricades at the Capitol and entered the building to try to block the certification of the results of the 2020 presidential election. Trump had argued without evidence that the election was stolen from him by voter fraud. Germany will supply Ukraine with around 40 Marder infantry fighting vehicles within weeks as part of a new phase of support coordinated with the United States. This according to a government spokesman on Friday. U.S. President Joe Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced Thursday that both their countries will send powerfully armed infantry fighting vehicles to help Ukraine repel Russia's invasion. The United States will supply Bradleys, which usually come armed with 25-millimeter autocannon, a 7.62-millimeter machine gun, and anti-tank missiles, while Germany will send Marders. A German government spokesman said around 40 Marders will be sent, or enough to equip a battalion. This is VOA News. The United Nations Humanitarian Agency in Ethiopia says it's been getting increasing amounts of aid to the embattled northern Tigray and Afar regions. But the United Nations said access remains difficult in some areas. Maya Mizakir reports from Addis Ababa.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Ethiopia says from mid-November through December, more than 3,000 trucks of food, health, and shelter aid were sent to Tigray region. In its latest report Thursday, the agency said in the last week of December alone, it assisted 368,000 people in Tigray with food aid, some of which was also sent by air. But the biweekly report said malnutrition rates were alarmingly high, despite the Ethiopian government allowing increasing amounts of aid to Tigray since a November peace deal. The UN report said some areas were still out of reach. Maya Misaker for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin made an appearance by video conference at a team meeting 4 days after suffering cardiac arrest on the field during a game. AP's Ed Donahue has the story.
Coach Sean McDermott says Hamlin was larger than life on the screen.
Amazing, touching.
The players reacted.
They stood up right away and clapped for him and, you know, yelled some things to him.
McDermott says Hamlin didn't say much from the hospital. He mostly used hand gestures.
He made the heart symbol probably more than anything. Then he gave him a thumbs up.
And Hamlin flexed his muscles. One moment sent the player's emotions over the top.
And it was a little bit hard to hear, but he, as you'd imagine, he said, I love you, boys.
Damar Hamlin is now breathing and walking on his own and talking. There's no timetable for his release. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said during his daily conference on Friday he regretted all the lives lost during the arrest of Mexican drug cartel boss Ovidio Guzman. 19 suspected gang members and 10 military personnel were killed in a wave of violence surrounding Guzman's arrest in the northern state of Sinaloa. This according to Mexican authorities on Friday. The arrest spurred the powerful Sinaloa cartel, once headed by El Chapo himself, to go on a rampage, setting vehicles on fire, blocking roads, and fighting security forces in and around Culiacan, the capital of Sinaloa. And the United States Food and Drug Administration on Friday approved an experimental Alzheimer's drug that aims to clear a toxic protein from the brain linked to the mind-wasting illness. Nearly all previous experimental drugs following the same approach have failed. Marissa Melton, VOA News.